I'm Lawrence Gunther, and this is another Bluefish Canada Stewardship Tip. The evolution of tournament fishing is really engaging a lot of people into the sport of fishing. It's beyond recreational fishing. It's become almost like NASCAR. It's really a lot of fun, and it's a thrill. I've done well over 100 tournaments. I know what I'm talking about here, folks. But I also know there's different ways to run tournaments. Yes, they're all catch and release now, and that's a good thing. No one's bringing in a stringer of fish, dead fish, and weighing them in and winning a tournament. If you bring in a dead fish, you're gonna take a big hit. But how do the fish go back? Catch, photograph, release. I love those tournaments. You catch them, you photograph them on a measuring board, you put them right back where you found them. But some fish, like bass, they can take a little more moving around in live wells, and they can tolerate that. So bringing those fish back to the weigh-in area. But what do you do with them afterwards? Too many times, I see small tournaments letting their fish go nearer the weigh-in. What happens? Yes, all the fish go back into the lake, but they all go back into the same part of the lake. That's a lot of big fish all of a sudden competing for a limited amount of prey and habitat. Those fish have to spread out on their own back across the lake. Hey, you caught those fish all over the lake. It's up to each of us to make sure maybe not the same fish is going back to the same spot on the lake, but at least they're going back around the lake where they were caught generally, so they can all get back into their territories and all get back to the prey they need to survive. Redistribute your fish where you caught your fish. And that means for the next time, sustainability of that fish population will be assured.
For all the latest Canadian fish and fishing news, follow Bluefish Radio.